Please pray with me. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen.
Amen.
Well, are you all done shopping? Well, I'm glad to hear that. Yes. Have you gotten all the bargains and the discounts that you wanted to get? I mean, you know, right away they start, when we think of discount, right, we automatically think of the lowering or the reducing of a value on something. So you might get a 30% discount, a 50% discount. But how do we really know that an item has been discounted? I mean, who set the original price to begin with? And if you understand economics, then you understand that there is the law of supply and demand, right? So the greater the supply, the less the demand, what happens? The price is low. How about the greater the demand and the less or the lower the supply, where's the price go? High, right, very, very high. And the place where the two meet, that's where the price is set. So it sounds pretty easy, doesn't it? Now I want you to factor in the advertising that goes on. You know, advertising can falsely drive up the demand. Would you agree with that? Yeah. How about the fact that a company is able to hold back the supply to drive up the price? So if you have marketers that are driving the point in advertising, telling you you need this, right, and then they hold back the product, that's going to drive up the price. Do we see that at Christmas time? We know it happens, right? Because it's when the parents go berserk looking for that item that has to be found, and when it's found, you will pay whatever it is to get that item. True? This year, the marketers did something different. Did you notice what they did this year? They started November 1st. It's the earliest I've ever seen it started. You know, if we didn't have Halloween, I would tell you I would think they'd be starting in September. But Halloween is now such a big spending thing. So November 1st, everything started. The commercials on television, all the stores are decorated, and it was like I felt on November the 3rd that I was already behind. Anybody else feel like that? It was absolutely insane. Here's the other thing that happened this year that I noticed for the first time. The discounts started right out of the box. Before what's considered Black Friday, right, where all the companies are still in the red, they still haven't met, you know, their income levels that they need to get over their expenses, and so that Black Friday drives them up and over. Well, I noticed that the discounts started immediately, and it was 50% off, 75% off. I can't even imagine how much they have off right now. We heard every single day, it's the lowest price of the season. And I always say, compared to what?
Yeah, right.
Compared to what? You know, if you're getting a 50% discount, that the price must have been set high to begin with. How about when you get your car worked on? Right? I'm going to discount the parts for you. How about if the mechanic or the owner of the shop said, and I'm going to give you a labor discount also? Have you ever gotten a labor discount? Oh, that's been starting a little bit. Now we're kind of getting into the iffy part, right? Because if we say that there's a discount on the labor, then that means that the work the person is doing is being discounted. The skill is discounted. So now we're really discounting the person. We're not counting their worth. We're not counting their value. Discount. Not being counted. Discount. Being minimized. The shepherds in the field that we heard the story, do you know that they were not being counted? There was a census going on. What are they doing in the fields? Well, they're not important enough to be counted. They were being discounted. They're not required to register for the census. They're not worthy of being counted. They're treated as if they are insignificant. They were not seen. They're not important. They are being ignored by the world, by the society. And yet these nobodies are the very ones that God sent the angels to tell first about God incarnate. And not just told about it, but told where to go and see it. These discounted by society men, I'm putting that in quotation marks, were counted first by God. They were the first to hear. They were the first to see. They were the first to declare, "I have seen the Lord." Not only are we shocked, and I hope we are shocked, that God left God's throne and came down to earth in the form of an infant, a newborn, to be cared by the very society, the very humans, very creation that God created. But we're also shocked at who God tells first. God in Christ does the exact opposite of what we would expect. Now, the shepherds, they actually go back to work. They leave and they go back to work. But I can tell you, they are not the same men who first came to see God incarnate. They're changed. But we don't get to hear their story, do we? We don't even know if their sheep are around or if their sheep are gone. But we do get to hear the story of many others in the Bible. We get to hear about the discounted tax collector, Matthew, and his story. We get to hear about the discounted Samaritan woman at the well in John's gospel, the woman who doesn't even have a name, and we get to hear her story and her encounter with God incarnate. We get to hear about the discounted fishermen in Galilee who were called to follow, and we get to hear about the discounted woman at the tomb, Mary Magdalene, who declares, as she has seen the risen Christ, "I have seen the Lord." Tonight, we are in the beginning of the story of God incarnate, Jesus Christ, the one who removed the dis from discount and brought every person, including you and me, back into being counted, back into a relationship. So here's my question for you this week. What is your great expectation this Christmas? What is your great expectation for 2018? My prayer is that it may be that you too say, "I have seen the Lord." Amen. Amen.